Good Friday night, everyone, from Senior Night at Lobo Stadium. Mike Richardson with Brent Taylor, Johnny Vaughn, Eddie Richardson, and Gene Morris. Senior Night, cold football weather, Longview and Tyler Lee. For a preview, here's Brent Taylor.
Well, Tyler Lee's 5-3 on the season. They're 2-2 in district play. Longview 8-0 in the season. They're 4-0 in district play. Tyler Lee, a kind of a team that can score a lot of points because they've got speed and they rely on a big play to break and have some long explosive plays.
They're kind of an interesting team from the standpoint of their two best backs are sophomores, something you don't see very often. Jamron Miller, he's their leading rusher with 950 yards on 112 carries. He scored 8 times. And Bryson Donnell has got 61 carries for 491. And as you mentioned, they're 5-3 on the season, but three of those losses came by a total of 12 points. Last week, they actually led Rockwall late and ended up losing that game. They've also, in the season, kind of switched quarterbacks. Mark Patton started out as the starter. Now Trent Adams is a starter, and Mark Patton has kind of moved to an H-back. So they've had some changes in the lineup as they've gone along. It's kind of unusual that your quarterback ends up as an H-back, but that's what's happened. And then the two sophomore running backs have gotten better and better as the season on. Tyler Lee's been down for the last few years, but they've got a chance to make the playoffs, and you would expect them to give a pretty good effort here tonight against Longview. It's been a while, though, since they've beaten us. I don't know. I think it had in the paper, but it's been a number of years, and their whole program, the football program, has kind of turned it around this season.
This will be the 60th meeting. Longview's won 43 times and Tyler Lee 14.
It doesn't look like any wind tonight at all. It's a little bit cooler, but definitely not particularly cold, so the weather should not affect the game at all.
Longview coached by John King, Tyler Lee by Kurt Traylor. Formerly of Gilmer, his brother was the head coach there for many years. Quite successful, and now coaching in college, and Kirk's been the head coach over at Tyler Lee. And has done a nice job. Yep, cold night tonight in Lobo Stadium. Longview will receive to start the game. Abraham Verona will kick it off for Tyler Lee. They're all white tonight in red numbers. Longview, and they're all green.
Better watch them onside kicking to start this game.
Here's Verona with a kick. Kicks it hard on the ground. Bounces, picked up there by Longview's return man, Justin Beltran. And Beltran went to the turf at the 34-yard line. First and 10, Longview.
Well, I've said this all year, but it's really dangerous when you give Longview the ball first to start a game. Let's see what they do here.
Play action pass. King rolls to the far side of the field. He's going to throw a wide open receiver. That's a 25 to the 20. Out of bounds.
This is Kyrus Moore. He just ran a route. They ran the deep route, and he came in behind it, and he was wide open and actually just almost completely uncovered. And he gets his first reception of the night. Longview knocking on the door.
First down and 10 at the 16-yard line of Tyler Lee. First down and goal, Longview at the 4-yard line. 9:20 to go, first quarter.
I bet we won't see that pass play again.
I don't think so.
I think we may see a run here.
There goes Meredith, right side. Did he get it in? Close. Touchdown. Touchdown, Longview. Well, they took the opening kickoff as Lee deferred, and Longview drove it smartly down the field for the touchdown.
Well, you know, I've said this for the last 2 years, but you run a real risk when you kick off to Longview, because now they've been so proficient in scoring, which they've done here in their first possession.
Luna Frey. Good.
And then,
go ahead.
So then, effectively, the game is, you know, 9 minutes to go, and you're already down, and now you put a lot of pressure on your offense. To me, it just would make more sense, especially when your offense is better than your defense, to take the ball And at the least, you move the ball and you make Longview go a lot further if you punt to them. But anyway, it doesn't matter. They choose to do it, what they did, and Longview goes down and scores, for which effectively I think this has happened in just about every game this year where we've taken the
people
first possession.
Deferred, yes. Here comes Torres with a kick. There's a deep kick. This one's going to go to Donnell at the 2-yard line. Back he comes up to the 5. Knocked down to the 18.
He was hammered out there by somebody.
That was Miller with the return. And Longview down quickly with a hit. Three wide receivers set to the far side. Running back is Miller. One wide receiver near side of the field. Quarterback is Adams. Motion. Adams going to sprint to the far side and sacked at the 10. That's Beltran.
Beltran, honestly, he must not have even been touched as he basically hit the quarterback about one count after he received the ball from the center.
Trent Adams back to throw. Here comes some pressure. They got him again.
I'll tell you, Brent, that he didn't get the play, but Beltran took the left tackle, drove him right by the quarterback, and it forced the quarterback to step up and allowed Longview to get the sack. But that was Beltran that was the difference there.
Fourth and long for Tyler Lee. Two sacks in the first three plays. 17-yard punt.
17,
then. It's out of bounds at the 33-yard line of Tyler Lee, so Longview will take it over. So it's fourth down, and Longview needs a yard for a first. They give it to Caden Meredith. Didn't get it. Lee's held them. Well, that play didn't make anything. Lost a yard. So Longview's turned it over with excellent field position.
Yeah. Carson Gallagher with an excellent play right there. It hits him behind the line of scrimmage and gets the tackle. So lost a yardage on the play.
It's fourth and long for Tyler Lee. That'll send Tyree Hale back to return the punt for Longview.
I tell you, unequivocally, if you're the offensive team, one guy you got to look for first is Tyshawn Taylor.
I'm telling you.
You just cannot not block him.
There's another kick off the side of the foot from Patton. Wow. That's another short punt. And Longview will get good field position again, this time at their 42-yard line.
That's one thing that we've just got to shore up, Brent. We just have dropped too many passes this year. That was a little quick post route, perfectly thrown, and just dropped.
King on the keeper. Around the corner he comes, to the 30, to the 25, and near the 22-yard line. A first down for Longview.
He just faked inside to Kevin Jones, pulled it out, and then went around the left end, turned the corner, made the nice pickup for the first down.
Play action pass. Mm-hmm. King sacked. Back at the 20-something yard line, 23. So it's going to be third down and long. Well, Longview went play action. Quarter's ended. Longview 7. Tyler Lee nothing. We'll be back with more football on 106.5 The Jack FM. In one. Carry me to the near side and Kyle Spore to the far side. King's trapped behind the line. Throws it. Caught. Jalen Braden at the 5-yard line.
What a nice throw as he rolled to his left. Wow. He's under huge pressure and just dumped it off to Braden. And Braden gets his second reception of the night.
What a big catch it was, too. Phillip Washington checks in the game for Longview. At wide receiver, and out will come Pinchon. His third down and goal from the 5-yard line of Lee. Spread formation. Jones, the running back. Three wide receivers. King's going to throw it again to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. I think that was Phillip Washington.
Yep.
Yes, it was.
Phillip Washington was the inside receiver. Now the wide receiver, I believe it was Kirby on this side. He runs a little post route, and then back underneath Washington comes, and the throw was made and complete. It's a nice throw, nice catch.
Unafraid to kick it. It's up, and it's good. Longview leads 14-0 with 10:41 to go in the half. Back on 106.5 The Jack FM. Third down and long. Third and 24. Back at their own 25-yard line is Tyler Lee.
See what they do. See if they put the ball up here, because it would be dangerous to do that. But their punting has been so poor, I don't think they have much choice but to try to throw it deep here.
Third down and long. Third and 24. Adam Shump got back. They're going to run it up the middle. No gain, or very little gain, 2 yards. Fourth down, and Lee will punt it. There's one again off the side of his foot. It's going to hit and go out of bounds just across midfield at the 47-yard line of Longview. Third and 11. 5:41 to go here in the third quarter, first half. Three wide receivers, two near side and one far side. Haynes back to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Now he's going to throw it down the field. J.D. Williams clear at the 30 and over, just a little overthrown.
I think J.D. Williams was open and behind them in the middle of the field on a post route. And what happened is Haynes was under some pressure and he stepped up and kind of rushed his throw. And when he did, he just overthrew him.
King waits on the snap, gets the snap, gets the kick away. It's a high kick. Fair catch signal and made at the 31-yard line of Tyler Lee. So that's where they'll scrimmage. 31-yard punt, no return. Third and four. Patton's going to run it. He didn't get it. Got to the 40-yard line.
Tyshawn Taylor with the hit.
There's the kick. This is a good one. It's going to chase Hale way back. Way back. Picks it up at the 10-yard line. Gives ground. Tackle at the 14. Second down and two for Longview from their own 45-yard line. Minute and 55 to go before halftime. Tight end Braden on the far side of the field. Three wide receivers near side. Back to throw comes King. King's going to be wrestled. No, he got away. He's going to run it to the 50, to the 45, 40, and out of bounds he goes at the 30-yard line.
Well, you know, they say you can't make silk out of sow's ear, but Haynes King just did. He was trapped back, looked like he was going to lose about 8 yards, and then couldn't knock him down, and he turns it into a 25-yard gain. And Longview's got a player down.
We'll take a timeout with Longview, an injured player on the field. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM. Third down and long, or third down and short. King's going to run it to the near side of the field. He's going to throw it, and it's caught by Cosmore. Nope, incomplete.
He had it, coughed it up. Probably should have caught it. Goes incomplete. Had the first down.
Sure did. Unafraid to kick the field goal. It's going to be a 40-yarder. 40-yard attempt.
No win and from the left hash.
This kick is on its way. No good.
Well, he got plenty of leg there, but not the accuracy as he kicked it to the left, and Longview gives the ball back to Tyler Lee.
They sure do, with 49 seconds to go in the half. That should end the first half. It does. Longview will go to halftime with a 14-0 lead. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM with halftime in 3 minutes. They'll scrimmage first and 10 from their 11-yard line. Underway to second half. Third down and 8. We're in the 10:54 mark of the third quarter. Longview with a 14-0 lead. Adams changes the play. Longview's going to press on the coverage. They're going to swing it outside to Miller. Here comes the tackle. That was Jalen Hale. So it's fourth down for Lee. Three and out. They'll punt it away. Mark Patton will punt it. Hale back to return it near midfield. Got it at the 48-yard line with a fair catch. So Longview will scrimmage from the Lee 48, first and 10. Second down and 8 for Longview. At the 10-yard line of Tyler Lee. .750 to go, third quarter. Longview leads 14-0. And a second down at the 10. Two wide far side of the field. Back to throw is King. This one's to the end zone. Caught, touchdown. Well, what a nice pass that was. Is that Kyce Moore?
Yes, Kyce Moore. He was the inside receiver, and he just ran a flag route. It just beat the defensive back to the corner, and Haynes King just put it on the money, dropped it right in to Kyce Moore. That's his third reception, first touchdown of the night, and Longview takes their second possession in for the score. Second possession of this no, actually the first possession of this half.
Here's an extra point by Unafray. It's kicked up, and it's good. Longview with a three-score lead, 21-0, with 7:31 to go third quarter. We'll be back on 106.5, the Jack FM, and one off by Torres. There's a high kick. Field at the 8-yard line. Falls to the ground to 11. Second down and 8 for Tyler Lee. Two wides to the near side, one to the far side of the field. Adams going to throw it outside. Intercepted. This is going to be a touchdown. Oh, yeah. They went to the well once too often, and Patrick Webb stepped right in front, and it's a Longview touchdown. 27-0.
Brent, they moved Malik down, Malik Cannon down in a blitz position. He came right up the middle, and I think he forced the quarterback to throw the ball before he was ready and allowed Patrick Webb pick it off and take it in for the score.
27-0 Longview, 6:37 to go in the third quarter. The Frail kick it. Here's the kick. It's up, and it's good. 28-0 Longview, 6:37 to go third quarter. Back on 106.5 the Jack FM. And here comes the return back for Lee, and Longview got him at the 26-yard line. Third down and 12. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. The clock moves. It's third down and 12.
This is as good a front as we've had at Longview.
Oh, I'm telling you, they really are.
He's coming again. Tyshawn Taylor.
There they come. They got the screen pass set up over there to Miller, and Longview's got him. Out of bounds at the 32-yard line. Here's the punter, Patton, on the field. He got it away. It's a nice long punt. That is a long one. Hale picks it up at 20. Back up to it falls to the ground at the 26. Caden Kirby in the game for Longview, wide receiver, along with Phillip Washington. Second down and 1 at the Lee 46-yard line.
Sometimes in these situations, Longview will fake the run and then pull it out and try to go deep. They've got trips to this side now.
Spread formation. King back to throw it.
Yeah, there you
Trying
go.
To go up on top. They got a wide receiver wide open. Kirby drops the ball.
My goodness.
At the 10-yard line.
Well,
oh, me smoke, he was wide open.
Yeah, they fake. Tyler Lee bit. Kirby runs a straight post route. And, Brent, he is absolutely nobody within 10 yards. The pass is perfect and it's dropped.
Longview's got a first and 10, at least 35, and they lead 28-0. Spread formation, two wides near side and one far side. There's a quick pass caught by Longview. This is going to be a touchdown. Caught by the freshman. The ninth grader, Jalen Hale, with a touchdown.
Man, that was a little quick slant in, and Haynes King put it on the numbers, and Jalen Hale just took it and then ran away from the secondary. That was an impressive play.
It sure was. Nice catch by Jalen Hale, too.
That's his first tonight, and he gets the TD.
That is an impressive throw. An in cut, and King hit him perfectly. Here's the extra point, Unafray. There's up. It's up and good. Longview leads 35-0 with 3:05 to go third quarter. We'll be back on 106.5 the Jack FM in 1 minute. That'll end the third quarter. Longview leads 35-0. We'll be back on 106.5 the Jack FM. Fourth down, and Longview needs a couple. 11:33 to go in the game. Meredith is the running back. Fourth and a couple. And Lee's up before the snap. So that's going to give Longview a first down. Third and goal. 35-0 Longview. Keene's going to get up under center.
Betting Caden Merrill's going to get this time. Nope, play action.
They're going to toss it into the end zone, tipped up, and caught. Touchdown.
Kirby.
Caden Kirby with a tip up in the air and a nice catch in the back of the end zone. It's 41-0 Longview.
Now, that's good for Kirby because he dropped a touchdown earlier, and you know he's got to feel bad about that. And that time it was a tip up in the air, and he actually made a really nice play to come up with the ball.
He sure did. So it's fourth down. Extra point attempt. Unafraid.
Good job.
High snap, ball down and good. That one was put down by Trevio Buchanan. Longview 42, and Tyler Lee, nothing. Unafraid kicks it off, field at the goal line, back to the 5, 10, across the field. Miller across the field at the 20, 25. Longview chases and got him out of bounds.
Yeah, but I think what you just saw is that guy's speed, man. He is a flyer, and he took it up the right side and went all the way across the other side of the field and turned it up and turned that into a really nice return.
He sure did. He got it to the 46-yard line. 6:06 to go in the game, and the clock moves here in Lobo Stadium.
Yeah, and you might add, Brent, that they also are in an angry mood when they get there.
They sure are. Adams back to throw. Going to toss it outside. Intercepted. This one's intercepted again by that same
Patrick
man, Webb. Webb down the sideline. He may score again. He's across the field to the 20.
It's one man
15,
to beat.
10. Cuts back inside to the 10. 5. Graces. Touchdown.
Wow. Holy
Patrick
cow.
Patrick Webb.
Woo.
What a return that was for a touchdown. Goodness gracious.
That second time, I mean.
He made a couple of moves, cuts, dodging, and got it in. It is 48-0 with 5:33 to go in the football game.
That's a 56-yard return by Patrick Webb.
That sure was a good one. Patrick Webb's got pretty good speed. Here's the extra point attempt. Oh, high snap. Got it down. That was a nice hold. That was a nice hold by Otavio Buchanan. Ball up and good. It is 48-9-0 Longview with 5:33 to go in the football game. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM.
If you're Longview, Brent, you had the shutout last week. You'd kind of like to keep the shutout so that even though we don't have any starters out there, still like to see the shutout.
I know. I think they would like to. He's going to keep it on the keep play. He runs it across the 30 and out of bounds.
Oh man. We're going to get flagged for roughing the quarterback. That was.
He threw him out of bounds. Way out of bounds.
Yeah.
It's going to be fourth down and a yard. Fourth and a yard for Tyler Lee. And the clock's moving under a minute. Fourth down and under a minute to the for Lee. They run Patton. He's going to trot in.
Going in. Yep. There goes the shutout. But
49-6 with 45 seconds to go in the football game.
It's a 10-play drive for them. It covers 75 yards.
Here's an extra point for Tyler Lee. Ball down. The kick is up. Good. 49-7. We're back on 106.5 The Jack FM. Well, next week we'll be back in Hamby Stadium. We all know the way, don't we?
I think too well.
That ought to be the last play.
Yep.
That'll do it. Longview 49 and Tyler Lee 7. Longview goes to 9-0 in district play and once again has clinched the first place seed in Division 2, so we'll host a playoff game. Mike is keeping up with all that. It'll be Temple. Mesquite's the opponent next week as we close out regular season in Hamby Stadium.